You're listening to ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory. Have a listen to Parallel Hearts, a new audio series featuring the voices of First Nations people from sister cities Darwin and Anchorage in Alaska. The series was produced by Gaia Osborne on behalf of the City of Darwin.
Larrakia Country in Darwin, we are the saltwater people.
Well, I'd describe it as best place in Australia, where I come from.
We have the distinction of being the only northern Athabascans to live on salt water.
I imagine that Anchorage is very, very cold.
I think I imagine Australia's being very, very hot.
I could imagine it would be totally freezing and I wouldn't know anything about snow, because here everything just melts, including your makeup off your face.
It would be hot. Australia has crocodiles, and I want to stay far as way as I can away from crocodiles as I can.
I imagine that the land is home for Indigenous people there, that reflective of their culture, their song and dance and their food, and I'd be curious to know what that is.
Well, if you're from Anchorage and you come here this time of the year, you wouldn't want to leave. It's nice and cool, clear skies. Best time to go outdoors camping, hunting, fishing, and it's best time to learn more about culture on the land, on the people.
Vibrant, fierce and beautiful. Vibrant being that we are a vibrant city of many peoples and of many cultures, not just the Larrakia people and not just local surrounding countrymen, but we also have international people that live and make Darwin. Fierce is in relation to our totem, being the crocodile. We call it the Dungalama. So we find that we are fierce people through our totem. And obviously beautiful. We love our beautiful Darwin. We have the most beautiful sunset here in Darwin and our beautiful seas.
The Anchorage area is stunning. The mountains really surprise you. If you just take a drive down the arm, you can take 1,000 pictures. I don't know how many times I've driven down the Seward Highway, which is a great length of traditional Dena'ina land, and it's mountains coming right up against the water, the mudflats, and it just makes for these stunning, sort of majestic, definition of majestic views.
Some of the things that come to mind for making this land home for me is just being near the water and the mountains. I enjoy getting out into nature personally. Birch trees, they'll always kind of represent nature to me. There's something very idyllic and serene to me just about being in the woods and being out in nature. We are at sea level, and so Anchorage is considered a bowl. It's surrounded to the east by the Chugach Mountains and to the west by Turnagain Arm, also known as Cook Inlet. Cook Inlet has the second highest tidal changes in the world. It's a traditional hunting and fishing area for us throughout the region. Our village of Eklutno was located near the Eklutno River due to its proximity to the salmon bearing rivers of the Eklutno.
I do feel like there's an awful lot of gratitude. When it's a beautiful sunset, you hear so many people saying, go outside, go see the sunset right now. There's such an appreciation of nature's beauty and natural beauty that I have learned in travels isn't necessarily common in other areas.
I actually have heard of Darwin. I had a chance to visit Perth while I was in the Navy, and we passed by Darwin. And the Sister City program I'm familiar with. I know that we've got several other cities around the world that we are sister cities with, and I know that Darwin's part of that because it's one of the countries that I'd always wanted to visit when I was younger.
That's a long, long way, and they're different kind of people, and they do things differently. But sometimes when you see videos or shows, movies, and things are done the same, and you think, wow, yeah, that's what we do. It's mind-boggling, I think, sometimes to think that what happens there is what we do too.
Even though the climate's quite different, we're probably the same sort of on the same sort of track about, you know, community and looking into the community for what's going on and taking a real grassroots level.
It's very saltwater. I mean, you've got palm trees. You're very orientated towards the sea. So when you look out, that's what you look at, the sea. It's very welcoming for somebody who's Larrakia, who's on land. You get this feeling of warmth and protection and freedom. You can walk anywhere. You can go anywhere, and you feel safe within the boundary of Larrakia.
As we're up here, we really multicultural. We grew up with white people, Chinese, Greeks, everything, but we all call each other brother, sister. We all look after each other. And this, my country here, Larrakia country.
One of our elders, our late elders, once said a quote that we were generous and we were kind people. And I believe that still is the same today, that we are generous and kind people. Doesn't matter whether what religion you follow or what country or international country you're from. We believe here in Darwin we're all one and we're all Darwinians.
This program was produced by Gaia Osborne on behalf of City of Darwin in partnership with Larrakia Nation, the Alaska Native Heritage Centre and KNBA, with co-production by John Sally and featuring
Janine McLennan, Kay Villaflor,
Nicole Brown,
Deborah Cole,
Adam Leggett, David Kernoff,
Lynette Fijo,
Dorothy Fijo,
Rodney McCord,
Jerry Raymond,
Aaron Leggett,
Vera Starbird,
Patricia Kernoff. City of Darwin acknowledges that this program was produced on Larrakia and Dena'ina traditional lands.